Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Good afternoon, I'm Adrian Durham, proud to be on England duty again for the world's biggest sports radio station, TalkSport. More than 1,000 Ukrainians and their host families in the UK are here as special guests of the FA. More than 4,000 Ukraine fans will be here watching the game. I travelled in on the train with a family who were fully decked out in yellow and blue, and they had a huge drum ready to make a noise, proudly supporting their players, their team and their nation, which is in crisis and at war back home. But as Gareth Southgate said after the win in Italy, to be considered a top team, England have to back up that performance with a win here at Wembley. So what's record-breaking Harry Kane called? The England show is back on. And Harry Kane holds up that golden boot and the crowd go wild again. They love him here. The England captain, the England record goal scorer.
The good was great. The defensive resilience in the second half such that a famous result was banked. But now that victory has to be followed up. Madison taking the free kick in towards Kane, who's flicked it over the goalkeeper and wide. And he comes towards Bukayo Saka on the right-hand side of the area. Henderson hooking it in deep towards the far post, and the header from Madison straight at the goalkeeper. Here's Bukayo Saka again, left-footed ball capped inside the area, and Kane's out to put it in. Henderson to Saka into a shooting position. Pick that out. That is an absolute beauty from Bukayo Saka, and England have scored twice in 3 minutes.
Brilliant finish from a magnificent player who is getting better and better for club and country.
Through towards Chilwell, goal side inside the penalty area, flicking it in towards Tony, and Gallagher on the slide got a shot in. And it's clear. Grealish shot, he's beaten away and very nearly put into his own net by the retreating Ukrainian defender Koloplyanka. But it will be a corner. Two decent-sized steps already through to the 2024 European Championships. It's finished here. England 2, Ukraine 0.
Gareth, getting the squad together. You never know once you've been to a major tournament, getting the squad together, how things are going to pan out, especially with the magnitude of the two games. And it's been absolutely ideal. We're sat on top of the group at this moment in time. 6 points. Really good start. Couple of games coming up in the summer that are obviously more than winnable. And, well, what more can they do? Very little, I think.
6 points from six, two wins. How pleased are you overall with this camp, Gareth?
I'm delighted. They're a team that I love being a part of. And I think the commitment of the players, you know, in my head, I'm looking at Fraser Forster coming into the squad, who hasn't been with us for a while, but delighted to come in, play his part. Aaron Ramsdale, Eric Dyer, Mark Gay, they were the four players who didn't get on the pitch this week. But their commitment to the group and the way that they helped the others prepare and supported them through the games is why we have the sort of spirit that we do. And the same with Kieran Trippier, who had to come on Reece James for the 15 minutes at the end of the game. That got us a crucial win in Italy. Today, a different sort of game. A game where we had to be disciplined without the ball, pick the right moments to press, and I think we made a complicated game today look quite straightforward.
Yeah, 2-0 in the end. Have you got any concern about the second half performances of both of these matches? Because it felt a bit slow in the second half again today.
Not for me, not today. I thought we were really used the ball really well. We limited them. I'm not sure they had an attempt on goal. They won a corner. If you don't get the pressure right, they pop through you and they can open you up. They've got good technicians. So I think we could have had more goals. We've had chances. Conor Gallagher, a couple of balls slid across the box. So I thought today was a complete performance, and I was really happy with it.
And of course, when I just spoke to James Maddison, he said he felt like it was his second debut. It's been so long. What did you make of his performance?
Really good. He's trained exceptionally well. We liked the idea of him, you know, being on the left as a reference, really. We wanted him to drift and find those pockets of space, which he did. And but he also had an important job to do without the ball. You know, him and Bukayo had to play really narrow and stop passes coming through the middle, and they both did it exceptionally well.
Was he chosen to start before what happened with Phil? And in fact, my first question should have been, how is Phil? Because my husband's had appendicitis and it is not particularly pleasant. How's he doing? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I haven't had the chance. Before the game, he was still recovering from the surgery. So, yeah, we're obviously hugely disappointed for him because, you know, he's had a couple of camps with us where little injuries or problems have stopped him from getting the time we'd have liked him to have. Thankfully, you know, this weekend he was in the right place at the right time for us to be able to get him seen really quickly. So hopefully that recovery won't be too long.
Just two final quick questions for you. One is on Ivan Toney. We finally get to see him in an England shirt. 10 minutes he got. Why just 10 minutes for a start, and what did you make of him in those 10 minutes?
Well, the game wasn't dead, so you know, you're constantly thinking about you know, can we get him on the pitch, but also the objective's to win the match, is not just to get people on the pitch. But we felt that his freshness and his technical ability would be fine to help us to see the game through. Great for us to get him on there and for him to have his debut, and I'm sure for everybody that has worked with him to this point to see him in an England shirt at Wembley.
Bukayo Saka was my final question. We played, he'll have only been 2 years old when this song came out. Jamelia Superstar was our outro of our show earlier on. I mean, he is a superstar, isn't he? That goal in particular. What can he achieve for England in his career?
Well, hard to say, because whatever he wants to, basically. But he has the humility and the desire to keep improving and improving. He's one. Well, I've said to you already, they're all fabulous to work with. You can see from his smile and the way he is what that must be like to work with every day, and that's how he is. So his technical ability is fantastic. He's totally dependable out of possession, and every bit of praise and acknowledgement he gets, he deserves.
Harry Kane is with our England correspondent Faye Carruthers.
Thank you very much, Crookie. Yes, I do have the England captain in front of me, and England's all-time record goal scorer. Congratulations, Harry. Another one added to the tally today as well, with 55, and a move you started yourself.
No, thank you, yeah. It's been a special week for sure. And, you know, after the performance against Italy, it was really important to stay focused on this game, because Ukraine are a really good team. They play good football, and we had to make sure that, you know, we backed Italy up with a win today. And, really nice to score again. He obviously played it over to B, and B returned the favour with a nice cross, and got a bit lucky with the finish. But you know, they all, when they go in, it doesn't matter. So overall, just a really special week for me personally, and I think for the team to bounce back after the disappointment of the World Cup, to go again and, you know, start that journey again with two great results is really important.
Listen, over your career, you should know that you make your own luck, and bearing in mind what happened in the quarterfinal, to do what you did in Naples, we were all gushing over your mentality, but what was it actually like standing over the spot in that exact same position in an England shirt again?
Yeah, no, it was, of course, I think penalties are always nerve-wracking. You know, you always have the nerves before you take them, but I like to just kind of trust my process. You know, once I get into the routine, you know, it kind of all takes over. I've taken penalties in the Euro final, you know, in the World Cup, and penalty shootout, so They don't get any easier, but I try and back my process, and that's what I've done. I practiced hard the day before Italy, executed the way I wanted to, so it was really nice to get that one in.
And I know your dad and your brother were in Naples as well, but your wife and your three lovely children were here today. What was it like being able to celebrate that moment, coming out in front of 85,000 at Wembley earlier?
Yeah, that's special, you know. They're the memories you'll take with you forever, and to have my three kids there, my wife, and in front of our home fans at Wembley, it's just moments I'll never forget, and they're the ones you don't really dream about or think about. They just come as you break the record. So, just a great day, and you know, had that before, but I was so eager to make sure that we won the game because that was the most important thing today, so just a perfect day.
And you certainly did. 6 points now in this qualifying campaign, which, if you look on paper, the two hardest games perhaps, it feels as if you're fully in control of this group now.
Yeah, no, we are in control for sure. I think if we don't win against Italy, don't win here, then you're really up against it because we've got a really tough group. So we've taken control. Obviously, the two games in the summer we'd be expected to win, but we still have to go and perform and make sure that we put in performances. But like I said, I think it's just credit to the mentality of the whole squad, you know, the staff, the manager, of where we want to be. You know, we're knocking on the door in the major tournaments, and then when we have to, we come back down, you know, to the bottom of the hill and get ready to try and climb back up it. And that's what this week was. We've got a great start.
And I know you've got a few days off now, so this is my last question. And I'm sorry to bring it round to this, because this is all about you today. But obviously there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding what's going on at Tottenham. Are you expecting to see Antonio Conte back at training?
No, I'm not too sure. I haven't been in contact with anyone at Spurs. You know, I really wanted to concentrate on this week. England was the most important thing. So, I'm sure, you know, over the next day or two, I'll talk to whoever it is and find out what's happening. But we just have to wait and see.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This is from Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. We can announce that head coach Antonio Conte has left the club by mutual agreement. We achieved Champions League qualification in Antonio's first season at the club. We thank Antonio for his contribution and wish him well for the future. Christian Stellini will take the team as acting head coach for the remainder of the season, along with Ryan Mason as assistant head coach. Daniel Levy, chairman, is quoted as saying, "We have 10 Premier League games remaining. We have a fight on our hands for a Champions League place. We all need to pull together. Everyone has to step up to ensure the highest possible finish for our club and its amazing loyal supporters." He's gone. Conte is gone. Look, my own reaction is one of relief. Somewhere in between relief and joy, Andy, he had absolute, and I take it into account all the personal things that have happened to him, his illness and three friends dying. And as I've said many times in my podcast, you have to bear in mind we're human beings, but he had utterly, utterly destroyed all the fun that Spurs fans might have had of going to watch. If you're not an idiot, oh, there's your trophy. There's your trophy thing. If you're not going to win trophies, but you better have some decent football to watch. And no, nothing was happening on the pitch. He obviously hated being at Spurs. It was like a person had been chained to a radiator. He was like a hostage. And I'm glad he's gone. I wish him nothing but good luck and particularly good health in the future.
Yes.
But I'm so pleased that he's gone. And what Daniel Levy has to do now, and Nagelsmann may be involved in this, is to appoint somebody who will play attacking football. Levy went out of his way to do that famous statement 2 years ago about Tottenham DNA, front foot football, bringing through young players, all the rest of it. He then appointed three ultra-defensive managers to the point where, as I pointed out to you several times this season, because Atletico Madrid are trying to mend their ways, Spurs in the big five leagues are the most defensive team in Europe. You can't have that. I've been watching them for half a century. That's not what people want over there. The younger people may be craving trophies. I totally get that. But not by just sitting there waiting to bore the opposition into tears. Andy, what's your initial reaction? We knew he's been gone for 8 days, but he's gone.
Yeah, and it had to happen. I think I've seen a lot of Spurs at first hand this season, Danny, and I think you captured the mood perfectly there. The thing is, it's one thing if the football is not great and you're trying to grind out results. It felt to me as if it was rarely going to plan. No one aims to play the sort of dysfunctional football that Spurs have played this season. Really, I think it goes back to the worst of Manchester United under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, where there is no plan, no identity, and basically the excellent individual players you have win you the games.
It's not just that I've never been at a press conference like this. I'm not really aware of another press conference like this ever happening. I can't think of another example of a manager detonating all his relationships at a club, his relationship with the dressing room, his relationship with the senior people at the club, his relationship with the fan base, all in one kind of, in one 10-minute press conference. You know, 99% of these press conferences are so banal and nothing ever comes out of them. And this was utterly sensational. I still wonder whether he knew this would happen at the time. Was this a kind of resignation message, or did he know that he was making his position at the club untenable? Because clearly that's what's happened. I mean, as soon as he walked out of that room, I knew that it wouldn't be possible for him to stay in the job.
I'm sick and tired, and every Spurs fan is sick and tired to the backbone of him making mistake after mistake. And it's like he just doesn't care where his business project. It's just wrong. And, you know, it's the same old. And Stellini. You know, Conte's right-hand man that's been with him through every second of his managerial career. He stays, he goes, I'm coming out at 10:30 at night on a Sunday. I've had a lovely day at Wembley seeing Harry Kane. You know, I had a lovely day with my nephew, was all happy. Mm. I get home, I hear this. I'm just, for me, I'm done with the way that our club is run.
What I think you need to cling on to even more than ever, if it's going to be really hard to compete with nation states and oil money and so on, you need to cling on to your identity all the more, because that's what you are. And that's what hasn't happened at the club. And I think that's the tragedy of it. I mean, obviously, looking back, and we spoke about this at the time. Again, this isn't really being wise after the events. They had that moment with Pochettino where, had they backed him to the extent that they've backed subsequent coaches, you wonder what might have happened.
I have no idea whether he's coming back or not, Pochettino. As I say, I'll wait to see how that goes. At least you would have someone in charge who genuinely likes the football club and wants to be there, who will give the Spurs fans, not the team, not Daniel Levy, but the Spurs fans, a little bit of love. Because you know what we've had for the last 3 years? Somebody, every time you pay your 90 quid to watch a match, a man comes out with a little whip and whips you, scourges you across the back. You've come to watch these, have you? Have some of this. It's scandalous. It's been a scandal. You can laugh, but it's true, Andy. The Spurs fans need a little bit of love from the manager, not to be told that you're a mug for turning up to watch this, because the club is dysfunctional. It has many, many brilliant things about it, not least the stadium, its history, the sheer number of fans, all the rest of it. And it needs somebody to get the players together and around it. They've also got some very talented footballers, led by a striker who is the envy of the world. Get on and manage the blinking team.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.